morning to you once again. It's 8:23 in the morning. It is 40 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Once a month, we check in with what's going on at the campus of York Technical College. And we're going to learn more about the automotive program there at York Tech. We've got Jonathan Stewart, who's the program coordinator for the automotive program at York Tech. And good morning to you, Jonathan.
Welcome.
Thank y'all. Thanks for having us.
So when we talk about the automotive program, I assume you're dealing with cars.
We are.
Okay. Got that.
And trucks.
Yes. And other vehicles. Just vehicles in general.
Vehicles in general.
Okay.
What does the program look like? What kind of classes do you offer? Who kind of takes your classes? Like, walk us through this program.
Okay. Our program's changed a lot in the last couple of years. When I first started at the college, we were really one-dimensional where we had – we taught traditionally, textbook, old school ways. We've actually modified this tremendously in the last couple of years to where we use e-learning, we use electronic textbooks, we have hybrid formats, we have online formats, we actually have apprenticeships, we have students doing actual internships out in the field. It is so much more three-dimensional now than what it was in the past. We actually start working with kids when they're juniors in high school now, actively working with them, and then actually actively help them in their final approach when they're going to get their jobs, probably do 10 to 15 interviews a year with students, with potential employers.
So I assume the rate of success of someone going through the automotive program at York Tech and finding a job here locally is pretty high.
We teeter around 100% placement.
Wow.
It's actually a running joke. If you don't have a job in automotive out of our program, you don't want one.
Well, you know what? When you become an adult, I'll never forget someone said, you know, you need to make sure you have this, this, and this. And someone said, you need to make sure you have a good mechanic for your car. If you don't, if you don't know how to operate one or how to work on maintenance of one. And that's so true for sure.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, gosh.
And they learn everything in the program from like an oil change to changing a tire. Like what does the program encompass?
I mean, they start out with a brutal electrical class, 6 months of it, learning electricity and electronics. Then they transition into building engines, actually doing some minor diagnosis. Then we move them into a little more advanced stuff or some advanced diagnosis.
All of that sounds advanced.
Oh, yeah.
More advanced.
They rebuild automatic transmissions.
Wow.
They learn to do alignments, balance tires, basically all eight of the ASE areas we cover. And I would say higher entry level workers when they come out.
Wow.
Jonathan, do you have people that take your class that are working professionals in another industry, but they just want to learn more about their own vehicle? Or
we have some of that.
Okay.
And we also have some folks that are actually working in industries that'll come and take our program at night to try to transition into our industry.
Gotcha. Okay. So what does the future of your program look like as we – could you work on with diesel vehicles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vehicles that require gas, but we know the future will be electric vehicles at one day. What does that look like? How do you incorporate that?
So it's a mixed bag right now. We've actually taken about as much training as you can in EVs that's available right now. And we've got some proposals out to move forward into the EV sector. But there is some newer technology coming out. There's some talks of hydrogen technology and things like that. So we're going to have to be careful. We're going to have to be open-minded as we go into this and make sure that we prepare for the next thing that comes out. Because, you know, battery technology could rapidly improve and it go that direction, or this new hydrogen technology could go. So we're kind of dipping our toe in the pool to put it in layman's terms. But I mean, it's, you know, we're just trying to stay focused and make sure we make the right move. Cause I mean, all of this is a huge investment for the college, and we don't want to go to something that's going to only be there for 5 or 10 years and then the next thing come in and take it over.
Boy, that's so true. And that's so interesting you say that, especially at the college level, because, right, you want to prepare students for the future, but you can't get rid of what they also know and what's also around now, right? So if you flipped your whole program and doing all electric vehicles, and let's say in 10 years they're like, you know what, we've realized electric vehicles really is not the thing, let's go back, then at that point – to your example that you gave, you're like, well, man, we have invested all this. So you kind of want to dip your toes in all the pools there to make sure you're
you have to have eggs in all the baskets. Yeah.
And what's the pay like for people when they go through this program and they get jobs? Like, are they finding good paying jobs out there if they become mechanics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Entry level starting out most places now is between $15 and $20 an hour. And I know technicians around here and just in our market that are making $30, $40, $50 an hour. Mm. I mean, it's a mixed bag depending on which manufacturer you work for and things like that.
And how many or how long does this program take if someone is interested in being a part of this program? Like how long start to finish does it normally take?
It's 5 semesters, okay. So 2 years.
Okay. And do you all partner at York Tech in the automotive program with any other like car companies or anything along those lines? I know you mentioned apprenticeships, but.
So we have local agreements with just about every dealer in town, every large employer. We also have a manufacturer deal with Ford Motor Company. It's actually called the Ford Ace program. And in that, we actually partner with local Ford dealers and we train them on campus with stuff. And then we also put them out in the field and they work as what's called an intern apprenticeship, which basically they spend a portion of their day as a student learning with the seasoned technicians. And then once their student time is up, they clock in and they're an employee for the rest of the day. And it's been a really successful program. We've got about 6 out right now that are doing it, and it's been really good.
That is that's really cool. And you yourself took advantage of a similar program like this when you were in going through college.
I did. I actually took the Ford Asset program in Spartanburg. And basically what I would do is I'd go to Spartanburg campus for 8 weeks, and then I'd leave and spend 8 weeks at the dealer and did that for 2 years.
It's amazing.
Well, take a visit to York Technical College campus and to see about all the programs, including the automotive program there. Probably be shocked to see what they're learning and the careers that are available once you get that degree in hand. Jonathan Stewart is the program coordinator. Jonathan, thanks so much for teaching us more about our vehicles.
Thank y'all for having us.
Thank you.